WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A New York judge will decide today whether the 32 felony convictions against Donald Trump should be tossed out because of the recent Supreme Court ruling. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
That decision the judge is going to make here today is going to determine whether President-elect Trump takes office as a convicted felon. You'll remember it was back in May, a jury here found Trump guilty of charges that involved money he had paid just before the 2016 election to silence adult film actress Stormy Daniels about their long-denied affair. Trump argued that conviction should be thrown out because of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity.
The president-elect, meantime, sources say, will name Florida Senator Marco Rubio as the country's next Secretary of State. The FAA considering banning all flights into and out of Haiti following the barrage of bullets aimed at a Spirit Airlines flight as it was coming in for a landing on Monday. A driver in China killed 35 people when he deliberately rammed his car into people exercising. Police say he was upset over a divorce proceeding. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Chicago man is charged in connection with a gift card scam ring around Wisconsin. After allegedly placing gift cards in a rack of a Grafton Walgreens Thursday, police reported that Guango Zoo had two duffel bags in his vehicle that contained over 1,800 gift cards. Zoo has been charged with forgery and identity theft. The city of Sheboygan is responding to a ransomware attack to its computer network. City officials say an investigation discovered the unauthorized access from an external party on Sunday. The city has since secured its network, and it's working on a thorough forensic review to comprehend the scope of the attack. And an assistant Badger football coach faces an operating while intoxicated charge. Madison police say a vehicle driven by Jack Del Rio hit a street sign, broke a fence, and came to rest in a yard Friday morning. No one was hurt. Del Rio, who is charged with OWI first offense, has stepped down from his role with the Badgers.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to near 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy. Some afternoon showers, high of 50. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:03 on Tuesday morning. We have some exciting news coming up right around 7:10. Emma and Lee and I are going to have breaking news, exciting stuff happening at Max FM with Prince.
I never meant to call you when you're far away. I never meant to call you when you're pain.
Bye.
something new. That means you too. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you to the purple rain.
And more.
Hello, Jack. You say,
oh, tainted love.
99 Max FM.
Sometimes you feel like you don't even know me. But in this world of
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:11 a.m. on Tuesday morning. We're going to take a quick look at weather, and then we have some breaking news at Max FM to share with all of our listeners. So if you're not sitting down, now is the time to do that. So again, breaking news coming up in 30 seconds after a look at weather. Today it will be partly sunny with a high of 47. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 33. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, increasing clouds with a high of 50. Tomorrow night, rain chances with a low of 42. Thursday morning, rain chances continue throughout the morning, turning mostly cloudy with a high of 50. On Friday, sunny, a high of 55. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at highs in the 50s. Partly sunny on Saturday. Partly sunny on Sunday as well. Shower chances returning Sunday night. Currently, it is 30 degrees outside. It is a little chilly out there this morning. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm pressing all sorts of buttons this morning here. Can you hear that?
It's crazy. It's like a drum roll situation happening in the background. Is this on purpose?
Yeah, it might be. You know, we just played Animotion, Room to Move. There may be some coincidence there as well. And okay.
Are you gonna let the music speak for you? Are you gonna do that? I think that's a good idea since you're like technically a DJ. So you know,
right?
That's kind of
technically
your job.
I am, and now I'm the new morning show host as well. And again, that's not breaking news. I am, again, for those that have not heard, the new morning show host. Emily is my co-host. That is permanently going forward. We're our new morning show duo. As a reminder, if you want to meet us in person, Friday, November 22nd, meet us at Back Rope Air Motors, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have more details on that. Again, not our breaking news, right, Emily?
Not our breaking news. No, well, we went through some breaking news last week about our people, right?
Yep.
And today we're going to have some breaking news about our places. Is that, does that, that works, right? I can sneak that little alliteration in there. So I'm going to let you go ahead and take the actual mic on this one. And then I'm going to do some like sound effects and like some filling in the blanks and details and things like that.
Yeah,
that
there's a lot to kind of dissect here, for lack of a better way of putting it, this morning. So yes, we do have some exciting news. As many of you know, that originally the radio station was located on Oak Street across, kind of at the Kinney Quarter of 2nd and Oak. That is where our radio station used to be located. About 6 years ago, we moved to 8th and Broadway. We thought that this would be a great location, and we're hoping to do some things there. And about a month and a half ago, I came on board 3 months ago, almost to the day, that 3 months ago this Saturday, about a month and a half ago, we made some changes, and then we decided we're going to make some additional changes. And this change is big. This change is something that's going to be a very good thing. I'm excited about it. We've been in the works for at least a month and a half on this. We are moving the Max FM studios, everybody!
Woohoo! We are currently moving the Max FM studios physically and, I guess, mentally and emotionally, too, to a different space. I want to just tell my little backstory, and I don't know if... before we mention where, it's very exciting as to where. It's central, and it's just beautiful, and it's, I think, just in the middle of all the activity that Baraboo brings, which is so much fun because Baraboo's got stuff going on all the time. I was cruising around Baraboo, and I was keeping my eye on cool stuff going on, and I happened to pass by the 99.7 Max FM studios and thought, boy, it would sure be nice to work alongside these people. This was before I was involved with civic media, and this was before I was actively in doing things in the building in which we're referring to. So there was a little detective work and sleuthing in the background, Dave, that you don't even know about, which is how I ended up talking with you. So I'll let you take over, and then I'll fill in the blanks after that.
Okay. So we had got a chance to meet Emily, and so everyone thinks that I met Emily as part of her coming onto the morning show. That's not actually how Emily and I met. We met because Emily and her lovely husband, Rob, own a building in downtown Baraboo. And this is a centrally located building in downtown Baraboo. And it's something that we had been exploring options to move the Max FM studios back to downtown Baraboo. We want to be a part of the downtown community. And we also want to be accessible to our listeners and all of our people that we work with. And that was something that's very important to us. And we feel like we're a little bit of an island where we're physically located right now, and many people know where we're located, 8th and Broadway. It's an old funeral home as well. So it has presented us with some unique challenges, and just the location has been a little bit problematic, just getting people in and out. And we want to be accessible to our listeners and to everyone that we work with. And so we decided we needed to be making a move. This is something we've been looking at, options and finding a place to get home in downtown Baraboo and get back to our roots in downtown Baraboo. If for people that go way back, we used to be located at 3rd and Oak, above where Baraboo State Bank is now. That's where the radio station had some of its starts back in the day. We also were located in a studio off of Waldo Street at a location. Not going to get into too many details where the original studios were, but it's very interesting. I was actually in them on Sunday. And so that's where we kind of ended up on Oak Street, and then we ended up where we're at now. And it's just, we want to be available to everybody. We want to be part of downtown Baraboo. And so we met Emily and Rob and had an opportunity to work out details to move our radio station. And so as of November 1st, we've signed paperwork and we're moving to 502 Oak Street in Baraboo, downtown Baraboo.
On the
Third
square.
On the square, in the building formerly known as the Wells Fargo Bank.
I know, and it's such a cool place. Like, it's such a cool place. It's really beautiful. It's historic. It kind of has, like, a life in a spirit of its own. Like, it just, you walk in. What's really neat about being in this building is that pretty much everybody who walks in the building either has a story to tell about when they were like a little kid and they came there and their parents were banking and they, you know, everybody was real hush hush because it's very grandiose. And it's, you know, you come into this lobby and there's this big chandelier and very big ceilings and marble. And I mean, it has this feeling that I can imagine back, you know, when it was running as a bank, because it has been a bank for a long time. I believe it was First National. And then another one, and then yes, Wells Fargo. So it's been operating as a bank, so it's been having this kind of same, like, vibe going in the building for a long time. And I believe, you know, back in the day when banks were grandiose, and when you went in, it was kind of like going into a library, you know. You had to kind of, like, mind your P's and Q's. So a couple people told me a story about when they went in as kids, and they were, you know, hushed, and it was serious business to go into the fancy bank. So that's just kind of cute. And then there's some other people, you know, other people that have come through on tours have, you know, told us that, you know, for whatever reason, they used to bank there, or they used to work there in some way, or, you know, they knew people in the executive arena of Wells Fargo or First National. So there were some beautiful spaces upstairs that they had spent time. So one of those spaces upstairs used to be the executive boardroom, as far as I understand. And you could tell because there was a chandelier hanging up there, too low for it to be any place that anyone would have walked through. So clearly there was like a big, beautiful kind of boardroom table there. And then there was a fireplace in there, and there was room for like a big old executive desk. I mean, these things have their place in history, right? But like, people don't necessarily function in office places like this anymore because of technology and many other things. So when Dave and I think Corey walked around the building, when we, you know, offered an opportunity to come take a look, because like I said, I had done my sleuthing in the background, talking to some other folks I knew at Civic Media in the Madison Arena, got the contact information of the people that were important to talk to at this time, and actually set this meeting up unbeknownst to Dave and Corey prior to ever meeting them.
Right, because this started out in Madison because you had some contacts.
We worked alongside some folks at Civic Media in Madison in terms of being an advertiser with our real estate company. So many connections, which is why I love Baraboo, and also the Baraboo-Madison connection is real. I mean, you don't always see it. It's not always super obvious, but when you start to talk to people, there's so many people that have Baraboo-Madison connections, which is lovely. So anyways, they walked upstairs to this executive boardroom space, and I think it was love at first sight. They're like, oh my God, we have to be here. This is so cool. How did this happen? And so then Dave and I met over the phone. Dave called me to ask me some questions about, you know, physical spacing, how things could possibly be plugged in and things like that. I'm like, come on in. We'll look around and see if, you know, I can answer your questions, which I'm not an IT person. So basically I was just like, whatever, we'll make it happen. What do you need? And then, that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship, which would then morph into this friendship and this duo-ship, which is amazing. It's not super random. I do have a media history, so I didn't just materialize out of nowhere and just infiltrate the situation.
We just didn't pick her up off the street somewhere out of the Wells Fargo building.
I know, right?
There was
I'm
some
like, actually
practicality
a ghost of Wells Fargo
to this.
And now I'm on the radio. No. No, it seems like the stars aligned, if you will, and things were kind of meant to be, and all these connections were meant to be made. So as the person who's involved in this building, our real estate company, Weicker Great Day, is in there. Bright Star Care is moving in. They are a company that assists elderly in staying in their homes. So they do really beautiful work. They're moving on down. They're going to be slowly moving in over this next few weeks to show up in December 1st. And we've got several business suites downstairs in which we share with American Pacific Mortgage. Let's see, who else is down there? Well, you guys are going to have your sales office
down
there.
We'll have our sales office down there. Rondo will be down there.
That are going to join our office suite. So essentially this building, you know, if thanks for giving me the time to talk about it, because the move is important, but it also just emulates kind of what we're trying to offer for this building to just be a space for community. So we're so excited that the radio station is going to be our neighbors as far as our real estate company and, you know, being part of the building. But also for me, I just get these, like, all day connections and all the stars align for me as a person and as a creative and as, you know, part of the Baraboo community. So thank you. I'm so glad it's happening and so excited for Max FM. Okay, I'm going to shut my mouth.
No, thank you for good. That. It gave me a chance to get a quick drink of water here, so I appreciate that. We are truly excited about this. When I had the chance to meet Emily and go through the building, I'm like, this is an ideal location to move our studio to. I mean, it is the literally picture perfect, I'll say almost Hallmark location, being in downtown Baraboo on the square. They put the holiday lights up yesterday. They started decorating the square. We had been in and out quite a few times, and people have seen me going in and out of this building. I mean, you can't miss me. I'm a big dude, right? And so people have wondered why I'm going in and out of the old Wells Fargo building. Or if you go to my social media page, you'll now see a picture of me and our fearless leader, Corey Hartman. And we had posted this in our engineering chat, and we're in the old safe deposit area of the Wells Fargo, former Wells Fargo building, now owned by Emily and Rob. And, you know, one of our engineers finally was like starting to get some questions because there's multiple boxes open where the safe deposit boxes are. And everyone's like, guys, why are there multiple boxes open? What are you guys doing in there? And we didn't tell anybody. I mean, we literally told the engineering team, started talking to some of our engineers last week because they got done with a huge project and they thought they were going to be done with huge projects for the year. And unfortunately, I had to break the news on Friday to the team that they're not done with big projects. We have one more big project this year. We are going to be moving the Max FM studios. And so we're moving up to the second floor of the building, and we'll be right at 3rd and Oak up there, overlooking the square. We're excited about that. And we will also be able to shoot the light parade from there. So that's why we've been working so fast and furious on this. We actually are going to be moving in IT equipment today. One of our engineers is en route to our facility as we speak. And so Eric and I are going to be moving a rack up into where our tech room is going to be in the alcove or the back corner. And so we're actually moving our rack in. Wendy and I were bringing in the power plants on Sunday in the rain. People were looking at us like we were crazy. So those things are heavy. I mean, and there's a quick funny story. I need to say thank you to a couple of people. So the UPSs, are AKA our battery backups, those weigh a lot. And we had them ordered, and because of some shipping things, they were getting delivered to my house. So these were not supposed to get delivered until Sunday. Well, our shipper got them here a day early and put them outside of our house on Saturday around lunchtime. We weren't here, and that was problematic. We knew rain was coming as well. I reach out to one of our engineers. I'm like, hey, can you go grab these? I don't want to keep them outside. He's like, yeah, of course. I'm like, please bring someone with you. They're heavy. Well, in the meantime, I see some activity on our doorbell. And our good neighbor Joel saw them out there, and he's like, yeah, these look important. He put them on our front porch. He lifted up these heavy UPSs and put them on our front porch. And I had to send him a text and say thank you right away because these things are definitely heavy. And then I had said to my mother, just leave those on the front porch. Don't move them when you see them. They're heavy. Nope, she moved them into the house for safekeeping.
Oh, my goodness. Linda, what are you doing?
Right? They're heavy.
You're crazy, Linda. Don't do this. That is... to the length that a mother would go to for her son. I mean, that's right? really what that's all about. That's a beautiful thing.
And thank the you, neighbor, Linda. Too, without even asking.
Too, absolutely.
And so I had to say thank you to them, both of them. And then, of course, thank you again to my lovely wife, Wendy, because we loaded these up into the car and took them over to the New Max FM studios. Luckily, we have an elevator in the building. That is one of the party bonuses here is there's an elevator in the building, and it works because we move a lot of heavy equipment. And so that is also something that was huge for us because right now we're trucking equipment up and down the stairs and we don't have an elevator in our current location. We have an elevator. We're going to have some storage in this location to put some of our equipment that we're not always using. That makes it easier. Light parade. Let's fast forward November 23rd, literally a week and a half from now. We are going to do our first live broadcast from the building at 3rd and Oak.
Exciting.
And so we are scrambling to get things done. I know Rob and Emily have been working to get the build-out done. It's going to be amazing. So the big thing for us with the light parade is the weather. It's always cold. It's usually some sort of precipitation. And the past 2 years have been extremely cold. And as my lovely wife just texted me, and we're getting older. I'm older, yes, not more mature.
No, it usually goes the other way around.
Right.
I noticed that in our lives. Yeah, definitely. But that doesn't mean you want to, even if you're super immature, you don't want to sit around in the freezing cold rain
no.
or snow trying to do a broadcast. So this way, it's going to be inside and overlooking all the action, which is like so cool, right?
It is, and so we actually can open the windows here, which is another huge thing, and we can drop all of our cables down for our camera or cameras, and right now I say camera because we're trying to get this all put together in a very quick fashion, so we will at least have one camera. We're probably going to try to have two for the light parade, and all of our parade commentators will actually be in the warm building instead of them freezing their tails off outside. And so that's the other part of this that's huge is we get to have our talent in the building, our producers in the building. We're not going to have Corey sitting in a van in a parking lot that's running trying to stay warm. And no matter what you try to do, you don't stay warm. And that makes a big difference for all of us. So most of our production crew will actually be in the Max FM studio upstairs. And so that's where they'll be. So we will be live streaming the Light Parade on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. And we're partnering with Baraboo Broadcasting. We will have that on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43 on Saturday, November 23rd. So that's going to be our first production out of there. So that means a lot of things have to happen in the next 7 days. We have to get an equipment rack in there. We have to get internet in there, and we're working with our local provider, and I got to take a moment and give a shout-out to Todd at Brightspeed. He's working his tail off to make sure everything happens for this. Thank you to Brightspeed and Todd. We appreciate you. We thank you. So we're going to hopefully have our networking equipment in place by the end of this week, and so that's a huge lift. So we have an engineer driving up here right now as we speak. He's going to be there by like 10:30. We're actually going to drop in a rack this morning. Then tomorrow, we're going to start working on the internet and the networking. And then we also have, I'm going to just give a shout out to Radio Shack in Lake Delton, PJ and his crew. Thank you to all of them. They're actually going to be on the roof of the building tomorrow afternoon, starting to wire up everything that needs to go on the roof. And
wow.
It's a huge undertaking because it is a little bit of an older building, so there's some unique challenges, and we implicitly trust PJ and his crew because they know what they're doing. That's why we're bringing in the experts. And so we're going to actually be wiring stuff up starting tomorrow so that we can have everything ready to go for a move. Now, a lot of people are asking, when do we want to be moved by? Corey and I met on Sunday. Corey drove into Baraboo, and we had a meeting on Sunday. Our goal is to be live in the New Max FM studios by Christmas. That is our
Woo-hoo!
Goal.
It's a Christmas wish. It will come true. It will come true. It's a holiday wish.
Yeah, it is. And so that's our goal, is to be in there by Christmas. And then we're also switching automation systems. We had our first staff meeting yesterday with most of our staff. Wendy kind of knew what was going on. And in case, I'm going to also give a shout out to her again. A lot of people maybe were leaking on my social media over the weekend. We did leak it out that Wendy is our new person on Sunday nights from 8 p.m. to midnight.
Woohoo, Wendy!
So she's going to be on air once a week. She's going to help us out part-time with that type of thing. And so that's what's going on there. So we had a staff meeting with every one of our staff members yesterday. I got to talk to everyone yesterday about what was happening, so everyone was on the same page. Everyone knows what's going on. And so we're going to switch our automation systems, which is huge, which means we're getting computer upgrades, and which is going to be a good thing. It's long overdue. We're excited about that. We'd intended to do that years ago. It just hadn't got to it. And then we got to the point where it's not worth doing until we do the move. So it's going to be a coordinated effort. Our goal is to have everything moved from the radio operation side of things by the end of this year and keep everything up and running. And it's going to be a great location. We get to share it with some great people. That's what we're also excited about. We'll be able to get our shipments and deliveries there instead of me scheduling to have them delivered to a remote location and being at that location when deliveries happen. So we're excited about that. We met the folks from Bright Star during your guys' grand opening, and they're going to be great to work with. And they said, hey, if you got shipments coming, just let us know. If you're not there, we'll handle that for you. We'll get them to you. I'm like, thank you. This is all of what teamwork is about, right, Emily? And
yes,
that's what excites us, is this teamwork.
I agree. And like I said, you know, my little sleuthing in the background to kind of get to this place and talking to you guys, it was always super exciting for me because of my, you know, my background and excitement in terms of like working in the media. So I was like, oh, it would be so cool to, you know, work next door to the radio. I had no, you know, dreams that I would be able to actually be working with you in this sense. So I feel like super honored about the whole big picture, right? And like to have good neighbors. I forgot to mention one, and I apologize. Mike Greiber out there, Badgerland Title. We've worked with him in Madison and Baraboo for a long time. He's fabulous. He's also takes an office suite with us, both in Madison and Baraboo. So he's in the building too. He's a lawyer and a title worker who does amazing work. So it's really cool to have all these like really talented and smart people housed in this building that has so much history and is so beautiful, and everyone can come and go together. And as we know, you know, when people are together, they bring the energy to a positive place. And when everyone's supporting each other as communities, you know, that's what communities are for, right? And Baraboo really just holds that spirit together. You know, as we know from 2020 to now, there's been a lot of changes in terms of how we can be together. So the being together in a physical space like this, I think for me as a person who really does find energy in being around others, I think this is just... again, like the stars aligned, it is just essential for people to work in happiness and for people to live in community and be, you know, having the best days that they can in their work and in their lives. So I just want to say as a business owner within Weikert Realtors, great day. And as part of the building ownership and being part of the Baraboo community, so excited for Max FM to be part of this community that we're creating within, you know, the old bank building. We are renaming the building. It's going to be referred to as the Great Day Building. So it's going to be probably a while to get the Wells Fargo, old Wells Fargo feeling out, because we still call it that too, but you'll see soon enough. I mean, change takes time, as Dave kind of just let the cat out of the bag and let, you know, it's really cool that you just kind of described all the physical and tech needs that are necessary to move a radio station, because radio has got this really cool feeling of just like, it's magic. It just comes on. Like it doesn't. There's like a zillion things going on. And it's cool to be able to kind of learn that from explaining what this move is like for the station. So like Dave said, it takes teamwork makes the dream work. There's so many people involved. We couldn't be happier to be helping out with the build out and with everything to transform this room. I was up there yesterday and it's like a whole different space, and the planning was great because we have a great contractor by the name of Phelan out there doing so much work for us, and we just really appreciate all the people that are holding up all the pieces to make this thing move forward in terms of the building and Max FM moving into the building. So it's going to be a super fun broadcast next weekend. We're going to have a ball.
Yes,
it's the light parade. The whole idea, it is like an outdoor party ball, right? So we'll just go ahead and continue that excitement and that feeling. We're going to keep our fingers crossed for nice weather, and Super Dave brings the nice weather when he announces
it. I hope so.
He just does the report. It's still just going to be good.
It's going to be great. I mean,
it's going
to
be great.
And to have a building that we can actually work out of for these parade productions is huge for us, because we are always moving equipment around, and this equipment is expensive equipment. That's the other part of this. as many people realize, this is very expensive equipment, cabling, and so forth. And we do have times where some of our cabling gets damaged, power cords, all of that stuff. And so we now are able to have our broadcast right from there. And one of our partners is Baraboo State Bank, and I'm going to give them a quick shout-out as well. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, as a reminder. And when we shoot the parade, we're going to be shooting right towards Baraboo State Bank. And that is kind of the new nice part about that is we have this historic building in the background that you're going to see as part of the light parade. That also is very exciting to us. And so we're appreciative of that partnership with them as well. And then the other neat part of this is, and this is something that we're still working through with our engineering crew, is about possibly when we do the circus parade, having cameras, obviously, at 3rd and Oak, but also shooting towards the Al Rangling Theater. So yes. Drew is a mastermind. I'm going to give a shout-out to Drew right now because Drew's been working with me on this pretty much since day one. And Drew is a genius. I'm so excited to be working here, working with Drew, working with our engineering team. And that's a part that just, I'm so ecstatic about all of that. So that is cool for us.
There's so much stuff in the background, like I was saying before, in terms of television and radio that people, you know, it's just so hard to fathom if you are not a techie or an engineer, just all the things that, you know, pardon my word of using splice, but literally splicing together all of the workings to make the things come onto the air. I mean, it's just, it is really, you know, I have some knowledge of some of that stuff because of some of my background, and I'm interested in that. And so I'd always watch all the stuff in the background of the television station and the radio stations that I worked for to see how everything gets put together. It's fascinating. I'm not an engineer, but I certainly like to learn. And there's just so much to it. And the people that make it happen are brilliant. So thank you out there for all of you that are taking part in this move, because it is super important. I think it means a lot to the community and a lot to the radio station, a lot to Civic Media. It means a ton to me and Rob, Weikert Realtors, and everyone that's in the building. We just want a quick plug the day of the wine walk, Friday night, next weekend, as well as the parade itself. We are a stop on the wine walk, we being the building and Weikert Realtors and the radio station, everybody else that's in the building. So we will have lights on, doors open. I'm going to make some chili for the wine walk, so come on in, nice. Visit us. Yeah. Love making chili. So we'll have some warm food. So come on in, use the space. We've got couches and chairs, and it's really comfy and cozy. Come hang out, check out the beautiful chandelier. And, you know, if possible, maybe we can do a couple of little tours around the building and see how things are coming together. Maybe not. But either way, please come in and see us the night of the wine walk and the day of the lights parade. There's also going to be some cool stuff happening out front, the Christmas market with some of our neighbors that are some stores that are doing some amazing making things and putting things out there to sell for the Christmas market. So much going on. Definitely roll through the building if you can sometime next weekend between Friday morning and, you know, Saturday night. Basically, it's going to be open. Right. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. So it'll be Max FM broadcasting from the Great Day building. That's going to be the neat part, is you're going to hear us talking about that once we're in that location. We want people to know where we're at. We want people to see us going in and out of that building, which is going to be cool. Stop in and say hi to us, that type of thing. We'll have more accessibility with where we're at. And so this is a huge part of it. And then the most important part that was for us as Civic Media, Max FM, was getting back into downtown Baraboo, being part of that community, because it is so important to us to be part of the community. And we've been talking with all the fine folks at DBI about this as well. And that partnership that we have with them, we're excited for them. We're excited for us. We have the horse-drawn wagon rides that go around on the square. We'll be right in front of that, and that's going to give us some opportunities to participate more as a radio station and some of the events going on in downtown Baraboo, because we did have limitations with the amount of equipment moving back and forth. This makes it a lot easier for us to do those things. I mean, literally, I can drop a microphone out the window and be broadcasting with a laptop from downtown now, once this is all in place. And that's going to be the amazing part.
So many people know what they're doing to make this happen. That's, again, just astonishing to me to see the community coming together to make this work, because I think it's going to be super fun for everyone. And we'll see, you know, this weekend's going to be, or this next weekend, I should say, the parade and everything is going to be proof in the pudding. You know, it might not be 100% put together perfect, but you know what? It's going to be fun, and we're going to do all the things we can. And we're going to do the best we can.
And that's exactly it. So with us moving and doing this all within basically 7 days type of thing, we're going to do our best to make this go off without a hitch. I've got a fantastic crew that I get to work with. And that's a cool part. Again, I will give a shout out to all my coworkers. They're so great to work with. We have people that will be coming up from Madison to help out with the parade and make this happen. Corey Hartman himself is going to be here for this. That's kind of cool, as he's going to be driving up here. Maddie Jones is going to be one of the announcers for the parade broadcast, so she's coming back to help us with that. And then also, I believe Scott O'Donnell is going to be involved in it and some others. And so that's kind of the nice part about this as well, is we're going to have some of those people back with us. So we're excited about that. I am not announcing the parade. That is outside my area of expertise. Thank you to everyone that has suggested that. But I'm the technical guy, and that's really where I will be, is doing the technical stuff. I've been a camera operator for years, and so not sure if I'll be operating a camera or not. We're still working through all the details on who's doing what. I mean, literally, we're putting this together in 7 days, and so you will see a lot of activity happening out of the Great Day Building. So
yes, there's tons of cool stuff to do there. And remember, if you come in ever in the building, you get to go in that cool vault that Dave was talking about that has all the boxes and the keys. I mean, there's all the stuff is still there. It's all metal. I mean, it's just, and the door is just beautiful. And don't worry, we never shut the door. It's actually too heavy for me to even move the door. It's
that door is heavy.
I know, you can't move it. I'm glad, because I don't know how to like work it. So like, we don't want to shut
I'll show
door.
You.
I don't want the door shut. No, claustrophobia. No, we're not shutting the door. But it's
no,
just the vault is
shut
beautiful.
You in the vault. It's beautiful.
There's a yeah. So the building is going to be housed to so many beautiful, wonderful businesses and people in the community. Also, right now, you know, we're leaning into the Great Day Building as a name, and we're also leaning into the area that is the bank lobby is available for events and any kind of function that people in the community are interested in kind of putting on. Give us a call. We're kind of leaning into referring the whole lobby area as the vault, just to kind of name that space.
Neat.
So there's, yeah, I think so. It's got a ring to it, and there actually is a vault in there, so it's kind of like just a real thing. So it's just a neat spot. So we're trying to figure out how best to use it and what it could be available for the community. So definitely stop in and talk to whoever's there, and they can get you to the right people to figure out how to just have a good time in that space, because it's so cool. So we're super excited for everybody
cool.
to be there. Yeah.
So,
woo!
All right.
Big announcements.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we need to get a word in from our sponsors. So
yes.
We're going to do that. We need to get some weather in here and some things like that. So Emily and I will be right back around to 7:50 or so. We got to catch our breaths here, because this is exciting. We'll talk a little bit more about it in the 8 o'clock hour. Emily, thank you again for everything. We'll talk soon.
Sounds great.
The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and a raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Finalists for the major individual awards for the 2024 baseball regular season have been announced. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers outfielder Jackson Churio, a finalist for the National League Rookie of the Year honor. Manager Pat Murphy considered the favorite to win the National League Manager of the Year. Those winners will be announced next week. Shaka Smart picked up his 350th career NCAA head coaching victory with Marquette's 70-62 win over Central Michigan last night. Stevie Mitchell scored 17 to lead the way. 2024 NBA Cup tips off with group play around the league tonight. The Bucks open cup play at home against the Toronto Raptors. Week 10 of the NFL season wrapped up last night with Miami knocking off the Rams 23-15 in Inglewood. Miami's defense holding Los Angeles without a touchdown in the victory. The Packers practiced yesterday as they return from their bye week off. Today is an off day, and then they start Wednesday preparing for Sunday's matchup against the Bears. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to near 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy. Some afternoon showers, high of 50. Then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
99.7.
There's a new one-of-a-kind business in downtown Reedsburg, Bender's Tap Inn. Stop in tonight and try your hand at virtual golf, football, zombie dodgeball, and more with their sports simulators. After working up an appetite, choose from unique Wisconsin favorites with some Texas flair. Bender's Tap Inn features gourmet burgers and hot dogs, along with the Broad of the Month special, some delicious appetizers, all with a southern twist. With 40 unique beers, including 8 on tap, you can experience a new beer on almost every visit. Try Bender's Tap Inn today.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 Fifth Street. Street in downtown Baraboo.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. We are running a little bit behind schedule, but hey, that's okay. We had a big announcement. We'll talk more about that right around 8:10. Emily, we're going to talk about our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to go ahead and start with my super celebrity crush, Ryan Gosling. Ooh, he's 44 today. Happy birthday, Ryan Gosling. Obviously, he's just Ken on the Barbie movie. He's also Sebastian in La La Land, which is a beautiful musical film. Noah in The Notebook. So, I mean, come on, talk about heartthrob movies. Like, that's just, yeah, hands down. Ryan Gosling, love you. 44, happy birthday.
I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, he's totally listening to me. He's my biggest fan. What are you talking about? Shut up, Dave.
Stalker.
No, it's just talk. Two other ones that are kind of fun in terms of sports. Sammy Sosa's 56. He's 6 to say baseball has been very, very good to him. So he is a home run hitter and was an amazing ball player. I am not going to fact check Sammy Sosa because I'm just thinking about a lot of other things right now. I don't want to say it wrong. So I'll sure wait for a text here from Rob and he'll straighten me out. But I know he was a home run hitter, and I remember him being in the home run competition. That's what I recall. And then Tanya Harding. So she had a funny story about her. She's 54. She was obviously a figure skater in the Olympics. I feel like it was 92.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to age myself here because I was just starting high school. So there was a huge discrepancy in that Tanya Harding took after the other young lady who I cannot remember her name now. And there was some backstage brutality in that she, like, knocked somebody's knee out of whack.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Thank you, Nancy Kerrigan. yeah, so that was, they actually made a movie about that called Tanya Something, or just Tanya maybe was the name. Never saw it, but I do kind of like those weird reality-based movies about people and their craziness, so I'm probably going to catch that one. My birdie on the shoulder regarding Sammy Sosa. Apparently he was a heavy steroid user, so Word of the Wise Athletes, do not do that. That is a terrible thing. So anyhow, I got my three big ones, Dave. Why don't you go ahead and kick out some of these other ones?
Oh, yes. And so, yes, we also have Cody DiPiabo. She's Eva DeVita on NCIS, and then there's some other kickoff of that coming along. The other one, Neil Young, is 79. We all know him from some of his greatest hits. Al Michaels is 80. After 20 years on ABC's Monday Night Football, he moved to NBC. Sunday Night Football on Monday Night Football. So, yes, let's see. Wallace Shawn is 81. He is Rex in the Toy Story movies. And so I had to mention that one as well. So we're going to keep this list short today because I know we are running behind a little bit. And
yes.
I don't want to get too much grief here. But I do have a local birthday I need to shout out to. Amber Bernstead is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Amber. I'm sorry I'm spending the day with your husband instead of him with you. So
okay, I didn't know any of things about that.
Yeah,
but yeah,
so
happy
Eric
birthday,
is one
Amber.
Of our, he's one of our engineers, and his lovely wife puts up with Eric. And Eric is actually going to be helping me today, so he's actually en route to do some things. And so, so he's the guy who gets to help move heavy equipment today over to the new place. Again, we'll talk more about that in a little bit, Emily. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue our move theme here. So we've got moves like Jagger. Emily and I will be back with you right around 8:10, Emily.
We'll be dancing.
Yes, we will. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
So get in the car.